Welcome back to Impact Stories, where we dive deep into the power of running to change the world. I'm your host, Nick Kershaw, and today we're exploring a theme that's at the heart of everything we do at Impact Marathon, the continuous journey of impact that stretches long after the race is over. Now, this episode isn't just a look back at past achievements. It's a live update on the ongoing progress and the continual planning that goes into preparing for every next event. And as we gear up for another year, I want to take a few minutes, maybe a few episodes, to highlight the power of fundraising, with the huge numbers of both runners and fundraisers about to be seen at the London Marathon this weekend. This is an opportune moment to remind you that every pound in that multi-million pound number they'll shortly announce will travel towards creating something good in someone's life you have never heard of and may never know. And that tenner you just sponsored your friend to run this weekend doesn't just disappear into Just Giving's payment system. It doesn't just end up in some overpaid charity CEO's pocket, as certain newspapers would have you believe. No, it goes on a journey to change a life forever. If there's one thing I wanted to take away from today's episode, it's this. The finishing line is never the end of the story. It's actually just the beginning. Since we wrapped up the Nepal Impact Marathon last year in November, we've not stopped moving. The wheels keep turning, the conversations continue, and the impact deepens. Now, I need to confess something here. I really struggle between impact events. I love engaging with people in person, not via a screen. It may seem small, but I love movement in meetings, in life in general, I suppose. But being sat staring at a two-dimensional screen, that when I look at it, I'm actually constricted to moving just maybe half a foot to the left and half a foot to the right. This is like incredibly distressing to me. It makes me feel trapped and caged. If you've ever seen me speak or met me in person, or if you saw me right now, you'll know I'm super expressive with my hands, with my body. The 2D digital world doesn't bring out the best in me, nor do emails. I want to meet you, talk through, feed off each other's energy. In between races, the chance to do that is so rare. So I struggle. I remain impassioned for what we do, but I find my energy levels are harder to sustain when not in person. I find I'm not as strong a leader as well. And due to time zones, I find myself managing conversations across a window of about 20 hours each day. That's not ideal. The sun only briefly sets on the impact world. This morning, I woke up to a message from Tyler McMahon, a founder of our partners in Nepal, Smart Pani. I strongly recommend checking out this organization, who've been integral to our story over the years. Water filtration systems, rainwater harvesting, wash programs, all form a core part of the offering that they give out as a social enterprise. Now, I'll add it to the show notes, but you can also look back to season one to find an interview that I had with Tyler. Anyway, he messaged me initially about our favorite spot in Kathmandu, where they do a great Eggs Benedict. I'm quite the Eggs Benedict fiend. And they have a beautiful courtyard and serve coffee from the nearby Sindhupalchik region and copies of the local newspapers, where I'll sit, have my eggs, drink my coffee, and just stay abreast of what's going on in the country in the build-up to any event, understanding the context of a nation rather than just the project we're serving. So he sends me this picture. He managed to get two Eggs Benedict. I can't believe that. Anyway, the conversation quickly developed to updates on our project from the 2023 race event. Now, to recap, during the impact week itself, we were able to install 5 water filtration systems in 5 different schools across the region. This was an awesome project, one of the very best I've ever gotten to be involved in because of the breadth of impact, but also because of the power of that one single change. One water filtration system in a school impacts every single member of a community, because the children go home with fresh, clean drinking water. We are calculating the exact numbers right now. So do check back on future episodes to hear just how that one school, that one water filtration, ripples across an entire community. The goal had been to install 5 more water systems after the race. And since our impact runners smashed the fundraising target, this is now happening. And shortly after Tyler messaged, our lead in the Patassi community, Sujan Tamang, was in the office having discussions with Smart Pani, working on the implementation of the next 5 additional water filtration systems funded by last year's race. Each system is a step towards sustainability and health for the communities across the region. But that's not all. Our commitment to water sanitation and hygiene, known as the WASH programs, in local schools is also essential because we need to have those systems maintained. We need to have not just the system itself in good working order, but the children knowing which is the system that has the water for cleaning your hands, which is the system that you can drink, and making sure that those two don't dilute each other for obvious reasons. So that program now needs to roll out across all of the 10 schools and needs to be planned across the communities. So before I'd even gotten out of bed this morning, progress was happening in the Impact Marathon world. Whilst I slept, clean water was being drunk at school. Whilst I went on my morning run, meetings were happening that will mean hundreds of families will be educated to create cleaner and safer home environments. Whilst my morning coffee brewed not from St. Palgett region, sadly, lives were being gently touched by the work of our impact runners and what they put into their fundraising last autumn and over Christmas. That progress does not end at the finishing line. That's just the start. And today I remember to treasure that. Now let's talk about the bigger picture, the one I alluded to earlier at the start of the episode. Every year, as we gear up for the next round of races, we dive into intense planning sessions. This November isn't just the next race, it's also the launch of our first ever Global Impact Challenge in collaboration with Street Charge UK. This is a wicked adventure to Everest Base Camp, but with a twist along that most famous of trekking routes, you'll actually visit and see the impact of your work and Street Charge's work up in Everest region. This project is the perfect example of how we blend a physical challenge with genuine impactful change. And simultaneously, we're also returning to Nepal for our 7th marathon. 7th marathon! 7th! Amazing, right? And right now, our team is deeply engaged with the local community to determine the most powerful projects that we can support this year. We're discussing budgets, impact goals, and how best to involve our runners, not just as participants, but as contributors and elevators of these projects. The funds raised by our runners go directly to these life-changing projects. We don't pay UK salaries out of the fundraising. We just send the funds directly to our partners who implement. But they don't just implement during an impact race week. No, our partners implement every single day throughout the year. The more we raise, the less time they need to spend finding donors and applying for grants. The more time they can spend actually making the impact. Isn't that how it should be? Pause and let that sink in. The more we raise, the more our partners can focus on what they do best, making an impact. And this is the case whether you're fundraising this weekend for the London Marathon, or whether you're joining an impact marathon, or whether you are doing a hair shaving in support of someone who's going through chemotherapy and supporting Macmillan's that way. There's so many different ways to fundraise, but each time you do, each time you exceed that target, each time you go over that target, you give the partner, the charity you're supporting, more time to actually be implementing what they're doing instead of going out there to try and find the money to do what they do. And by giving these grants unrestricted, we lower the need to continue to raise money and increase the freedom to go and deliver on those funds. This isn't the norm in the grant-making world. So many foundations give a set amount and they restrict what that can be spent on, and therefore the organization still has to go out and find different grants that will help them pay for the office that they got to work from and pay for the team who shouldn't have to be sacrificing money in order to do good in the world. Isn't that a crazy way around to look at it? That's for another episode, by the way. But our ability to offer organizations unrestricted grants from the Impact Marathon Foundation is one of the key elements, key pillars of what we do and what so many organizations are striving to be able to do too. This should be the norm. And I'll come on to that as we go through the series. As the funds flow into our partner organizations, the impact runners get to see the impact, feel it, understand it. It's a powerful connection that transcends, I guess, the typical fundraising model. I always intended that to be the case, where you often don't see that journey that the money goes on. As we approach the London Marathon this weekend, it's inspiring to see how running can serve as such a potent tool for fundraising and awareness. We are going to see massive numbers shouted out from all the charities who have spots on the event this weekend and the London Marathon organizers themselves. The fundraising for marathon events is a lifeblood for so many organizations. It's amazing that something so innately human like running, something intimately linked with the daily lives of all human beings throughout history, can still to this day be harnessed to such a huge extent and to the benefit of millions of people. It's this very ethos that sparked the creation of Impact Marathon, and we saw the potential to harness this power. So as we continue to share these stories, these updates, and these insights, we do so not to shout about what's been achieved, but to inspire you today, to ignite a flame of passion for what running can achieve beyond the physical. It's about the lives touched, the communities transformed, and the personal journeys of every runner who joins us. This is the first episode of our micro series on fundraising, where we'll delve deeper into how running remains the most powerful fundraising tool in the world and how we can elevate that power if we choose to. Thank you for joining me today on Impact Stories. Our work may come alive at each event, but it is the goal of this podcast, of all of our social media, and of all of our newsletters to make you feel awesome every single day. Make you realize that today, right now, you can have an impact on the lives of others. You can touch a life today. And if you do, the ripple you have created will continue to travel across the world. Before you go, do remember to hit subscribe, leave a review, and please reach out to me on Instagram at NJ Kershaw, and share your story of how running has changed your life, your community, and inspired you to grow in understanding of the world and of yourself. Until next time.